Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We have jumped over to John chapter 7 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, NRSV, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 9 today, and this is what it says. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now, the Jewish festival of booths was near. So his brother said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one who wants to be widely known acts in secret. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify against it that its works are evil. Go to the festival yourselves. I am not going to this festival, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I oftentimes have read these kinds of passages where you are shirking fame and you are shrinking back because you already knew when your time was supposed to come and when it wasn't supposed to come. You had this because of your relationship with the Father and your connectedness with him and going away to the mountain and praying. You understood that this was not what you needed to do. And I just think it's so surprising that your brothers didn't believe in you. At least not at this point in the narrative. Later we see that they do come to believe in you, but in the beginning they did not. And how hard that must have been for you, Jesus. And they were wanting some sort of spectacle. They wanted you to have some splash and say, "Hey, go to this awesome festival and do your stuff." And you chose not to because it wasn't your time. And so, Lord, today I pray for those who might be in that journey of ministry where it's not yet their time and they are doing these little obediences in one direction toward that ministry, but they don't see it revealed quite yet. I pray for patience. I pray that you would help them to have encouragement and hope even in those darker times or those times of confusion. I know I've experienced this in my own life, Jesus, where I have been doggedly writing those books and speaking and walking through every open door, but oh, there's been so much discouragement along the way, and it's been hard to maintain that hope when I'm working towards something, but my time has not yet come. And so, Lord, for those who are waiting for their time to come, for the time of ministry to open up, I pray you give us satisfaction in today, that we would understand that there's not something like some big ministry splash that we should be looking for, but just simply how to obey you today, to hear your voice today, to love the person in front of us today, that actually is the summation of our ministry, is how we treat people that we live with today, how we dignify people by listening to their stories, how we stop our crazy busy lives to write a card to somebody, how we take time to listen to someone who desperately needs to be heard, how we make a phone call and tell someone we love them or we miss them or we're praying for them, how we might write a prayer out for somebody else, or how we might catch breakfast or lunch with a struggling friend. This last week I had that experience where I was really struggling and someone reached out to me and we had a very long conversation over tea and it was beautiful, Lord. And so I pray that you would help us to understand that ministry is not necessarily that big splash in the future, but that it is the small obediences in one direction. And Lord, I thank you that that you have given us the ability to be part of your kingdom, to be part of your expanding kingdom, to love people toward your kingdom. It's such a holy privilege and it's such a weighty privilege. Help us not to take it lightly. Jesus, thank you for your shunning of fame, that you often would run away from it. And yet our world is craving it. We've got influencers all over the world just longing to have likes. Lord, your example is really instructive to me today, and I thank you for that. Thank you for your still small voice. Thank you for your quietness. Thank you for rejoicing over us with singing. Thank you for loving us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, a bunch of different levels. And it's been such a huge blessing to be supported this way. It helps pay for William, and you can wave to him now. Hi, William. Pays for William to do his amazing engineering. So thank you so much for doing that, and have an amazing day, my friend.